News time is 8:05. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Two arrests for shoplifting at the Bryan Walmart may have cleared cases at two other stores where a total of more than $43,000 in electronics were taken.
Most agencies will work with others and try to get the word out as to what's going on. Also, Walmart is very good about keeping in touch with their other stores and knowing, you know, they send pictures amongst each other and stuff to communicate, to keep a lookout for certain people.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says Bryan police were waiting for two Houston men leaving Walmart early Wednesday morning. 30-year-old Jermaine Lang and 18-year-old Daryl Kinney are accused of returning to the store less than a week after loss prevention officers say they filled a 45-quart cooler with 21 tablet computers and walked out with that merchandise and a fishing pole. The total loss in that incident was $6,000. Lang and Kinney are also suspects in taking $30,000 of cell phones from a Walmart in Spring and more than $8,000 of electronics from the Walmart in Huntsville. They remain in jail in lieu of bonds of $200,000 each. Two juries in Brazos County District Court returned guilty verdicts and sent criminals to prison this week. A Bryan woman, 27-year-old Araceli Tello, was convicted of aggravated robbery. Prosecutors say the armed holdup in May of last year took place 4 months after being released on parole. This jury took 5 minutes to decide on a prison sentence of 35 years. In a separate case, a Houston man was convicted of stealing 12 rings from College Station Pawn 2 years ago. 55-year-old Robert Jones was sentenced to 20 years, in part based on 13 prior felony convictions. Jones will serve 18 months in Harris County before the clock starts on the Brazos County sentence. And today marks the last day after 46 years as a student and employee at A&M for University Police Chief Elmer Schneider.
He came to A&M in 1967 with the idea of teaching vocational agriculture to high school students. Then he worked as a dispatcher in 1970, joined UPD the following year, rose through the ranks where he became chief 9 years ago. And this afternoon, the university is holding a retirement reception at the Bush Library. You're the guest of a reception. I'm not sure how a willing participant you are.
Yeah, I'd much rather have most of the department standing there and let's recognize the work and the jobs that our officers and the security police and everyone at this department do for this community and for this university.
A&M had 15,000 students when Schneider was in school. Now there's more than 50,000. And from two officers per shift, the department has grown to a total staff of 133. And as technology has helped, Schneider says the most valuable resource continues to be the people. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There's been an arrest in the shooting of a Navasota businessman in San Antonio. 24-year-old Casey Rhodes of Elmendorf is out of jail after posting bond after being charged with aggravated assault with a weapon. The victim, Mike Vivaldi of Team Auto, was shot in the chest early Monday morning. He remains in a San Antonio hospital. And the Texas Transportation Commission has approved the state money to keep air traffic control towers open at Easterwood and 13 other airports. The $2 million expense to cover a federal budget cut made by sequestration will keep towers open for 90 days. Between now and the time that money runs out, a commission spokesperson says staff will monitor the situation and make a decision about extending funding if necessary. And while there's more money to go around, the Texas legislature can't fulfill all requests. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan says A&M is poised to get more money.
From talking with the folks at A&M, the good thing is that it's basically a 3% formula increase, and that bodes well for Texas A&M, and the folks at A&M seem to be happy with that.
Rainey says more money is also headed to public education, and state employees are expected to get a 2% pay increase. More money is also headed to the Parks and Wildlife Department. And in sunny West Texas, just outside the little town of Presidio, solar energy is now being captured for the use of Bryan, Texas utilities. General Manager Gary Miller says the 10-megawatt solar facility is about 200 acres in size, and there's no cost to get the energy here.
In ERCOT, a utility can inject or produce power wherever they want to and take it out wherever they want to. It's kind of a socialized transmission network. So it really doesn't matter where you put it in. You can take it out anywhere. So we put the power in at Presidio, take it out in Bryan. Doesn't cost us anything to transmit that power from here to there.
Miller says several partners own the facility and Bryan owns the output, which will cost BTU customers about 0.1 cents extra per kilowatt hour, or about $1 a month. And finally, the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley has a new president. Greg Gorman says he's excited about helping residents to develop philanthropic programs and about raising awareness of the organization.
What a lot of people don't understand about community foundations is how they work. They're kind of the financial arm, or can be the financial arm, of many of the charitable causes throughout the Brazos Valley. We team up with them and we build their permanent endowments.
Gorman says the foundation helps individuals, but also groups like CASA, Aggieland Humane Society, and the Boys and Girls Clubs manage their funds and get the most out of what they give in order to improve the quality of life in the Brazos Valley. WTOW News Time is 8:11. It's 47 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids, relax. It's done.
Don't miss the Brazos Valley Symphony's final concert of the season, an evening of mystical tales on Saturday, April 6th at Rudder Theater. Winner of the Juanita Miller Concerto Competition, cellist Russell Houston will join music director Marcelo Busicchi as the symphony performs Tan Dunes Concerto, based on the Oscar-winning score from the film Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. This program also features Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade. Tickets are available at bvso.org or by calling 845-1234. The Brazos Valley Symphony, your professional orchestra making music. Come alive.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet. And in this business, the work is never done. Chevrolet has challenged us to sell 150 new cars in April. 150? The only way we can meet that number is to start the month with prices no other dealers can touch.
You said it, Bubba. Hi, this is Tim Light, and we're offering hundreds in additional savings to get you into the car or truck you want today. It's our fast start sell-off this Friday and Saturday.
To reach our objective, we've priced 45 of our best-selling cars and trucks with the absolute best values of the year. Today through Saturday, nothing held back.
New Chevy Silverado, Malibu, Cruze, Equinox, our best-selling vehicles, now with easier financing terms so you can get approved today.
Anybody can say they sell for less. Only one dealer can back it up. Tom Light Chevrolet, the number one selling Chevy dealer in the Brazos Valley. Number one for low prices every day.
Tom Light Chevrolet, your Texas best Chevy dealer. North Earl Rudder Freeway, or find new roads at tomlight.com.
813, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
High pressure builds across the state today, and that's going to result in lots of sunshine. Temperatures today, they should warm up to about 65 degrees. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will drop down to 55. We have sunny weather tomorrow. It's a little bit warmer. Highs are going to be close to 70 degrees. Clouds will be on the increase tomorrow night. Lows will be 60 to 65. And it's going to be partly sunny Sunday. Highs will be 70 to 75 Sunday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
814, let's go to Austin. State Representative District 12 Kyle Cassell joins us. Kyle, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. Good morning.
Well, you got done early last night, huh?
We did. I was thinking there was going to be a little sleep deprivation today, but I got in bed early, and life is good. It's amazing when the House members are working for the state of Texas.
Well, and this all with 267 amendments. I mean, some of the ones that were more controversial seemed to be pulled early, but you still plowed through it, and it ends up being 135-12. I'm guessing you voted for the budget, right?
We did.
You individually did.
I did, yes,
right.
Sir.
Okay. Now, one of the things that was kind of interesting, I think, is the fact that you were – one of the surprises, I guess, is that you voted 103-43 in favor of banning the use of public dollars for private schools. This kind of runs counter to what some people want, including the governor.
That's true, but you've got to vote your district. I have heard time and time again throughout District 12 that my schools and superintendents weren't for vouchers or my teachers, and listen to all the town halls. You know, that long election cycle, you get to know how people feel, and that was a district vote, and we voted our district, and here we are.
Now, so Kyle Cassell joining us this morning from Austin. So people understand, you plow through these amendments and each individually, and then you go through the and pass the budget. One of the things that was interesting is earlier in the day, the House had passed an amendment that was going to open the door to Medicaid expansion, and then you backpedaled on that. Give us some background there.
Well, there, you know, as you can imagine, with that number of amendments and then amendments to amendments, you know, you have to stay on your toes. So that's a very, very difficult. That's what we got voted here to do. You know, fortunately for myself, I was paying attention at that time and voted correctly, in my opinion, for our district and based on what my constituents had told me. But then it got called up and then pulled down. So that was an interesting moment in the budget
process. So somebody
process.
They were doing an end run. They were hoping people weren't paying attention. Is that right?
That's what happened. Wow. There was a large number of folks that were either, you know, visiting about other bills that they had in committee. I mean, there's a lot of activity going on the floor. So it's easy to do, but, you know, we've got to stay on our toes.
Sure. Well, okay, so that took care of yesterday, but obviously prior to that, you had a full week over there. Anything happen in your committee? Some things of import we need to know?
Well, on my front, I think I've got my first bill out of committee in agriculture, so that was a huge success. We celebrated John Rainey's birthday yesterday, so I'll tell John happy birthday.
We mentioned that. I mean, did y'all pass some sort of a resolution wishing him a happy birthday or anything?
You know, between me and you, Mr. Rainey wants it to be known as the John Rainey Fund, but we're not moving very fast in that direction.
He said it wasn't anything different for him. He usually has to work on his birthday unless it's on a Sunday, so that's certainly understandable. So now what happens between now and when we visit again next week?
Well, obviously, this budget's going to conference committee, so it's going to be interesting how it holds up between the House and Senate. I've got two or three bills up in committee next week. So for me and legislation for District 12, it's going to be a busy, busy week next week.
All right. We'll look forward to talking to you at that time.
All right, Scott. Thanks so much.
You.
Y'all have a great weekend.
All right. You too. That's Kyle Cassell. He visits with us on Fridays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. That's Friday. So let's turn to our visit with the City of College Station. Tony Scazzaro has been here so many times that we don't even need Sokol, do we? You just come in, you take care of business, and go from there. How are you this morning?
Very good.
What do you got for us?
Well, we got some good things going on. We'll get into some of the athletic tourism business first. We've got Little League opening ceremonies and a nice-sized baseball tournament this weekend. Next weekend, we have a Special Olympics event, and we have soccer event. The weekend after that, we have USFA. It's a Girls Fast Pitch Association, a large tournament using all the softball fields in College Station, and then we run into Bud Fest first weekend of May.
Did you say Bud or Bug?
Bud.
Oh, Bud Fest.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Bud Fest is a softball tournament.
Oh.
Adult slow pitch, and they have over 250 teams. So be prepared to be inundated. Scott, I did bring Gary Logan in, our athletic league supervisor, and we've got three registrations going on.
He's another guy who talks different like he's not from here, but he talks different from you like not from here. You know what I mean?
Well, there's a lot of not from here.
Well, right? I know there are. So what's going on this morning? How are you?
Oh, great, man. Great, man. Just trying to get used to College Station, but it's been great. The last 2 months that I've been here, it's been awesome. It's a wonderful town.
He's wearing his ATM shirt. That's good. We're getting him indoctrinated. So what is we got some special summer activities coming up?
That's right. We've got girls volleyball registering through April 19th. We've got youth basketball registering through April 26th. That's a thing we've added, summer youth basketball, in addition to the winter leagues we already run. And then we've got a summer track program run through TAF, that's Texas Amateur Athletics, with a chance they're going to, you know, do some meets and then go down to Corpus Christi for the state.
Now, what kind of age groups are we talking about there with that track?
Track 6 to 18.
Okay. And so, I mean, it could be like six years old?
Right. Yeah,
so just getting started, huh?
Right. Yeah. But that's the way TAF runs it for their track meets. They go all the way down. And again, we've got the games in Texas in 14 and 15. So we're really trying to get ready for that because track is a huge, huge event in that event.
You want to win it if you're hosting it, right?
Obviously. Obviously. We got some great athletes in town. So yeah. I'm sure we'll have a good turnout.
Good, good. All right. Anything else?
Well, other than, you know, the mention on Facebook about a possibility of a Skins adult softball league, we're looking into that right now. We're doing some surveying around the league. So if Jay's cringing over here.
Yeah, if they want some more information, what do they do?
Well, obviously the website, cstx.gov, is great. And then, you know, always welcome to call our office. But, you know, the website and that online registration is your best bet.
There you go. Perfect weekend. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning. Perfect weekend for all those other folks to bring their money in from out of town, which we like, right, Tony?
Absolutely, sure.
Okay, sounds good, y'all. Thanks for coming in this morning. Visit with folks from the city at College Station on Fridays, and the community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Disappointment. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The number of jobs created last month was a huge disappointment. The Labor Department says employers added just 88,000 workers to their payrolls in March. Economists thought employment growth would be at least twice as strong. The nation's unemployment rate fell a tenth of a percentage point to 7.6% as many discouraged workers stopped looking for work. Another report from Washington that will get much less attention shows the nation's trade deficit narrowing in February. A drop in crude oil imports brought down the numbers. A senior White House official has revealed some details about President Obama's budget proposals. The Wall Street Journal says the president will call for a number of tax and spending changes. Among other things, he will ask for limits on the growth of Social Security benefits, higher tobacco taxes, and limits on tax-deferred retirement accounts for the wealthy. Wall Street's stock market futures are sharply lower now ahead of the Friday session. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Hi, I'm sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews with Cintas. The team with the white truck is famous for uniforms that make your team look like pros. But Cintas does so much more. Services like deep cleaning floors and bathrooms, delivering first aid and safety products, testing fire equipment, and shredding confidential documents. Visit CINTAS.com to learn all the ways Cintas can be your business game changer. And tell them to bring in the team with the white truck. Cintas.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Christy Petty's here this morning to talk about things going on in downtown Bryan next weekend. It's Parents Weekend. A lot of stuff to be crammed in, but going to downtown Bryan, you've got something there special for them, don't you?
Yeah, we sure do. It's our fourth annual Downtown Street and Art Fair. We've purposely put it on Parents Weekend every time to give parents a reason to come into Bryan, you know. We're not really competing. We just want to show what the entire area has to offer.
Well, so. And it's really happened in First Fridays when I've been down there. You see that students come down to downtown Bryan. Maybe they've never been there before. And, of course, that has been what I think is just an unqualified success. And this is something where, what, about three or four of you who are all together are doing something kind of special.
Yeah, we've wanted to make downtown Bryan a destination for arts, and that's kind of – we think you need to have an art fair at least annually to do that. And so there'll be over 20 artists this year, maybe more. It's still coming in. And there'll be potters, ceramics, you know, woodworking. We're actually going to have a live demonstration of blacksmithing from Alan Lee at Steep Hollow Forge Works. Really excited about that. We have live music all day. There's a kids area where they can make arts and crafts. Also, the Blinn students have a really active art department, and all the stuff that the students have made will be on display. It's really not, I think they sell some of it, and it all just goes back to the art department, but it's mostly just to showcase what they're doing out there.
You got a grant for this, huh?
Yes, the Texas Commission on the Arts this year gave us a grant to help us with marketing. So we were trying to push things out to the Aggie moms and the students this year just to, you know, like I said, get people downtown. We're hoping they see it in the spring. You know, they come back during football season and visit with us as well. So it's a way to market downtown Bryan as a whole.
Sure. Now, where is the market going to be located?
The market will be on the 200th block of 26th Street. So it's in between Mr. G's, the pharmacy, Village Cafe, downtown Uncorked. It's just that one little block, mm-hmm. and it is going to last from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. next Saturday. There's no admission, you know, and it's a very laid back environment. It's kind of come and go. We encourage people to spend the day down there. It's purposely in between breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you know, so you can hit any meal and just wander around before or after.
Sure.
It'd be really fun.
Website, or if they want more information?
Yes, it's downtownstreetandartfair.com. If that's a mouthful, just go to downtownbryan.com, and there's leads all over the place for it.
Okay, sounds good. Now, that's coming up, so Parents Weekend, but also kicking off and lasting for a couple of months is another art-centric kind of deal.
Yes, we have a lot of art galleries now in downtown Bryan, which we're hoping will just continue to grow. But the Kyle House has turned itself into an art gallery and a special event center, and also Square One, that used to be a restaurant, is now the Square One Gallery. And so the two of them, along with myself at the Village Cafe and Greta Watkins at the Frame Gallery, just kind of banded together to cross-promote, and we did it under the theme of, we call it Dames 2013. We're hoping it'll be an annual event to showcase female artists once a year. And so we're actually showcasing about 15 artists between the four galleries in April and May, and it's just all women artists. It's just something, you know, fun to do. Sisterhood, all that good stuff.
There you go. Arts in downtown Bryan. Christy Petty here this morning. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank y'all.
You bet.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the offensive lineman. Oh, it's not the most glamorous position on the field. You don't make the highlight reel or get your name in the paper. But you provide something no successful team can do without. Protection. We know. We've been protecting Texas companies with workers' comp coverage for over 20 years. So here's to you, linemen. You keep hanging in there and taking care of business. We'll do the same. Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Texas A&M Baseball has three games this weekend, all out at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park, starting tonight, this Friday, at 6:35. Aggies come back tomorrow afternoon at 2:05 and then wrap up the series on Sunday afternoon at 1:05. In the Western Division right now, LSU is in first place, Alabama in second, Arkansas comes in third. The Aggies are at 5-4, a game above 500. And then following A&M will be Ole Miss at 4-5. Mississippi State is here next weekend. They're 3-6 ball club into the weekend, and this Auburn ball club now is 1-8. Georgia in the Eastern Division, also a 1-8 ball club. Overall, Auburn now 16-12. They are 3-7 in their last 10. This is going to be the first time ever that the Aggies have played Auburn in baseball. Well, this is our final Aggie Report of the year. We've enjoyed talking to you each day over all of the stations that carry the show. We look forward to rejoining you when we start again for the 2013-2014 school year, and the Aggie Report's beginning again in August. But our final show today. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
You're trying to focus on work or a test, but you keep thinking about an argument you had yesterday or about your plans for next Saturday. This sort of mind wandering can be reduced by a practice called mindfulness training, according to a study in the journal Psychological Science. Researchers at UC Santa Barbara found that students who took a mindfulness training course reduced mind wandering and outperformed their peers in standardized tests. The scientists say the practice improves working memory, reading comprehension, and focus. In other news, in a study of 600 corporate executives, researchers at McMaster University found that women executives outperformed men in many areas of business decisions. They were less rigid and rule-bound in their thinking and were more likely to use cooperation and consensus-building strategies. I'm Bob Hershon for AAAS, the Science Society.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance, and I have some exciting news. Effective December 5th, W.E. Gibson Insurance has moved from the Kroger Center. We are now located on the corner of Longmire and Deacon in College Station. We feel that this new, very convenient location will enhance our ability to provide exceptional service to our many present and future personal and commercial insurance customers. We invite our customers to visit us at the new location on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. If you aren't presently one of our customers and you're in the market for auto, home, business insurance, or any other type of insurance, come see us at W.E. Gibson Insurance on the corner of Longmire and Deegan, or visit our website at wegibson.com. Our agency is over 130 years old. We are a trusted choice independent agency representing over 45 companies. And in case you didn't get it earlier, we are now located on the corner of Longmire and Deegan in College Station. Come see us.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference and their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. For at least the next 3 months, state funding will pay to man air traffic control towers at Easterwood and 13 other Texas airports. The state's Transportation Commission, as part of an emergency meeting yesterday, approved $2 million to keep towers open for 90 days. State officials say they'll monitor what happens at the federal level and make a decision about keeping towers open after August. San Antonio police have made an arrest from a shooting early Monday morning of Navasota businessman Mike Vivaldi. 24-year-old Casey Rhodes was charged with aggravated assault with a weapon. Rhodes, who lives southeast of San Antonio, is out of jail after posting a $50,000 bond. Vivaldi, the general manager of Team Auto, remains hospitalized in San Antonio after he was shot in the chest. Brian, police were waiting outside the Walmart store for two Houston men early Wednesday morning. Officer Kelly McKeithen says loss prevention employees recognized them from the week before when they left with a 45-quart cooler filled with 21 tablet computers. And they're suspects in similar shopliftings at two out-of-town Walmart stores.
From what I understand, this has occurred in Huntsville and Spring as well, and they are possibly connected to those. At our Walmart, it was a little over $6,000, and then the other Walmarts, one was a little over $8,000, and one was over $29,000.
The total loss from the three stores was more than $43,000. 18-year-old Daryl Kinney and 30-year-old Jermaine Lang are in the Brazos County Jail. Each is held on a $200,000 bond. Two criminal trials this week in Brazos County District Court resulted in guilty verdicts and prison time. One jury convicted a Houston man of stealing 12 rings from College Station Pond 2 years ago. Prosecutors brought up 13 prior felonies as the jury sentenced 55-year-old Robert Jones to 20 years. That time won't start until he completes an 18-month stint in the Harris County Jail. And in a separate case, another jury took 5 minutes to decide punishment for a Bryan woman convicted of an armed robbery in May of last year. 27-year-old Araceli Tello, who'd been on parole 4 months before the holdup, was sentenced to 35 years. The A&M campus will say goodbye to a familiar face today.
University Police Chief Elmer Schneider joined the department in 1970 while he was a student. Instead of teaching high school vocational agriculture, after graduation he stayed and worked under four chiefs until he was promoted to that position 9 years ago. Schneider repeatedly praised those he worked for and with.
It's people dealing with people, people understanding, and being mindful of, you know, treat others as you yourself would want to be treated, and trying desperately not to ever forget that the most valuable resource any agency or any department can have is those persons, is those people, those individuals, the ones that do the job every day.
And it's his coworkers who are hosting a retirement reception this afternoon at the Bush Library. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Bryan, Texas Utilities General Manager Gary Miller says Bryan now has a 10-megawatt solar energy park to add to its sources of electricity. Miller says there are several reasons they chose this addition.
Probably the biggest reason is diversity of fuel. We've got a lot of natural gas facilities. We've got coal facility outside of town, and we have wind also now. It's really just a move towards fuel diversity so that we don't get caught with any one commodity price spike-wise. This gives us a little protection on the fuel side.
Miller says it allows Bryan to be ahead of the curve in case future laws call for renewable energy. And if you've been wanting to start a scholarship or leave a legacy gift, Greg Gorman, the new president of the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley, wants to help.
I'm looking forward to working with the people of the Brazos Valley, which includes all seven counties, and helping them with their charitable giving
to make it permanent and so that we can give forever. We've got the elements in place to make sure that their gifts are managed well now and managed well in the future.
Gorman says they assist with scholarships, estate gifts, endowed gifts, and management of family foundation funds. For more details, there's a link to the foundation's webpage on our website at WTAW.com. And the next state budget means a small pay increase for state employees, according to Representative John Rainey of Bryan.
I think that we're going to have a little increase in pay. I don't see that. Maybe it's a 2%, something like that, increase for state employees.
Rainey says it should also provide more funds for the Parks and Wildlife Department. The full House began budget deliberations by taking up 267 amendments. WTW News Time is 8:35. It's 49 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Veronica Mitchell. At SWBC Mortgage, we offer competitive interest rates and an array of mortgage loan products. We're local lenders with over 48 years of combined experience in making home loans right here in Bryan College Station. We take pride in serving our community, and we'll work hard for you. So whether you're buying or refinancing a home, choose a lender who put your interest first. SWBC Mortgage. Call us at 693-0481. 693-0481.
NMLS number 228469. Loan subject to credit approval. Rate subject to change daily. Equal housing lender.
835, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So when somebody asks you, where do you eat? Answer, somewhere local. And I've got a reason for you to do that besides the fact that local is good. It's the taste of BCS. You can earn points at participating local independently operated restaurants here in Bryan College Station. You earn a point for every dollar spent at any member restaurant. You accumulate 150 points. You get a $10 reward for any member restaurant. Some of the restaurants, Blue Baker, Shipwreck Grill, Madden's Casual Gourmet. Now, you can sign up online at tasteofbcs.com, or you can sign up at any member restaurant. And remember, again, we're talking local, independently operated. And if you have a favorite local or independently operated restaurant, ask them if they're a part of the Taste of BCS. Web certificates are available. You can purchase web certificates at great discounts from participating restaurants. Again, if you go online to tasteofbcs.com, the next sale starts April 18th. The Taste of BCS. Check it out. Here's the Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure builds across the state today, and that's going to result in lots of sunshine. Temperatures today, they should warm up to about 65 degrees. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will drop down to 55. We have sunny weather tomorrow. It's a little bit warmer. Highs are going to be close to 70 degrees. Clouds will be on the increase tomorrow night. Lows will be 60 to 65. And it's going to be partly sunny Sunday. Highs will be 70 to 75 Sunday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And again, to differentiate from Rob, our forecast that we've got shows the temperatures really warmer than that. And we're going to be up to 80ville or something by the time we get to Saturday or Sunday. So anyway, we'll see how all that stuff goes. If you happen to hear Kevin's commentary yesterday, and you might not have, but you want to kind of do the overview on what that was about?
Well, there was like seven or eight people that do listen.
Yeah. Well, well, and that's the thing. Anything we can do to bring it up to the magic double digits, then we want that. Yeah, right.
I'll be real honest. What was it yesterday?
It was the McDonald's.
Oh, well, McDonald's has said in Massachusetts, this one single proprietor that owns two or three of them anyway, has said that in order to work there, you have to have at least a college degree and 2 years, 1 to 2 years experience.
Okay.
To be a cashier.
Right. Well, apparently that's not true.
So I blew it on another one?
It's all right. No. See, it was right in that it was posted. A posting on a website called Job Diagnosis initially listed both the degree and the 1 or 2 years of experience as requirements for the cashier's job. But the posting has now been pulled, and the McDonald's owner is telling the Huffington Post the whole thing was a mistake.
Oh.
So it was posted. It's not like
so
it was,
he caught too much grief.
Right,
and he's
exactly.
Backtracking.
It's not that it was bogus. It's the fact that it was posted. He caught so much heat when it went viral. He says it was a mistake. The original job posting did not list a degree as a requirement, and Job Diagnosis is just an independent job site with no relationship to the restaurant.
Hmm.
Yeah, right, sure.
Do you know what else is a mistake?
Hmm.
This fresh from the AP Wire, Target is apologizing for describing the color of a plus-size dress as manatee gray.
Whoa!
The label for the same color dress in smaller sizes says dark heather gray.
Uh-uh.
Shopper Michelle Ho tells the New York Post that...
What's her name?
Michelle Ho.
Going on.
This is getting better
and
better.
She told the New York Post that Target was putting down one set of people over another with the different labels. A spokeswoman says the labeling of the Massimo brand kimono maxi dress was an unintentional oversight.
Oh, sure it was.
Target will be fixing the discrepancy.
Yeah.
That was some writer that didn't have a name for it.
Manatee Gray.
That is outstanding.
Plus sizes.
All right. This will shock you. A new study reveals that many men don't think there is... as they really are.
Of course.
Yeah. Or
we're
vain
creatures.
It's because they've taught us women to tell them how perfect they are.
Sure. The study showed a quarter of guys who are fat guessed that their weight range was at least one category less than it really is. And Maggie Rita's co-owner, Santiago Morena, once said that women don't come to his Houston area restaurant because of the food. They come for the margaritas and the waitstaff's crabby attitudes. Yeah.
That's like Dick's Last Resort in San Antonio. Yeah.
The Tex-Mex Cantina has long possessed a bit of an attitude problem. It was just 1 year ago that Moreno said, quote, "Our clients are old Taco Bell clients who grew up with Taco Bell as Mexican food. Their palates don't appreciate what we grew up with, which was Mexican food." Yeah.
That way to ingratiate yourself.
Well, that revelation alienated a whole bunch of his clientele who eventually stopped eating there. And after learning that the restaurant's franchise in downtown was closing this month, Amanda Newman posted on Facebook that she was happy to hear the news. An employee of Maggie Rita's fired back, "I thought all the fat people were supposed to be jolly."
Oh, man.
Yeah. So I guess Maggie Rita's is going down swinging. Nothing wrong with that.
The fat people were jolly.
Very nice. Anyway. Mm-mm. All right, here you go, Kat. Here's your weekend project for you.
Oh, a new one?
Oh, sure. You're never too old to Twitter. Britain's oldest gardener, 104-year-old Ralph Hoare, is using his green thumbs for more than pruning. He's answering horticultural questions on the social network.
Aww.
Furniture Village, a UK retailer, identified Frank as the country's oldest active gardener to coincide with the launch of a new collection of garden equipment. His gardening answers will be posted on the company's Twitter account. Frank has been gardening since 1914. Nothing like talking to a guy who's 104 and gardens in Great Britain.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
Because that has everything to do with gardening here in the Brazos Valley. But nonetheless, Frank says roses are his favorite. With more than 200 bushes in his yard, his knowledge of social media stems from his grandchildren. After getting a tablet in January solely to make bets on horses,
attaboy!
He expanded it to the use of some of the apps and can mail. I don't know what that is, but anyway, while he's happy to share advice, Frank says that he won't be getting his own Twitter account anytime soon.
Well.
That's it, but nonetheless, you can go on there and find out what it's all about.
I don't have internet right now. Only at work.
Okay, so you don't have a TV and you don't have internet. I mean, I don't want to pry.
It just happened, right, just recently.
Well, what does that mean? I mean, is it something wrong with the provider?
It means
I
need to go buy some more internet is what it means.
Oh. But you're thinking, I'm thinking of the internet like a loaf of bread. I got to go buy some more internet.
I got to go get some more internet.
I have to understand what does that mean. I need to buy some more internet.
I mean, I guess I could drive to Starbucks every time I want internet and take my computer and leech off their Wi-Fi.
Well, no, I'm saying, what do you have, like, you have like metered service and you're only like 27 minutes a month or something, and you've used it all up, and so now you have to go sponge off friends or what? Never mind.
You assume I have friends.
I'm sure you have friends. Everybody has friends,
you.
But I mean, okay. I just, well, alms for the internet. Alms for the internet.
Hi, Tom Turbeville here. It was several years ago after a hailstorm in College Station that I found myself in need of a new roof, and that was a first for me. Didn't really know how to go about arranging for that, how to file for the insurance, how to get a clue on how much I'd be paying out of my pocket. Really thought what a hassle this is going to be. Well, it wasn't, because I called Schulte Roofing. They did so much more than just put on a new roof, which they did in a day and a half professionally, and then, of course, did all the cleanup. I just had to sit and watch. Now, before they started, David came out, explained clearly all my options as far as the grade of roof I could get, the different warranties that came with, and right then and there told me to the penny how much I'd get from insurance and how much would be left for me to pay. So there were no questions. And something I thought would be a massive ordeal was quite simple for me. Call them at 1-800-4-ROOF or go to their website, SchulteRoofing.com.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Oh, wait, there needs to be more.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
845, News Talk 1620, WTAW. News came suddenly and pretty unexpectedly yesterday after... A day after he had announced on a blog post that he was receiving another round of treatment for cancer, Roger Ebert died.
Mm.
And, you know, for folks who are my age, used to watch that Thumbs Up, Thumbs Down show. That actually
at the movies.
Yeah, started on public television.
Yep.
And he was at the Chicago Sun-Times. He was on the air with Gene Siskel, who was on the rival Chicago Daily News. And they would come on and you know, do stuff and thumbs up and thumbs down. And again, actually was the first, movie critic to ever win a Pulitzer Prize.
Yep.
Which is, you know, pretty cool. In 2002, diagnosed with thyroid cancer, continued to work. Then surgery in 2006 led to a reconfiguration of his facial structure and lost his ability to speak. Saw a feature story on him, I guess, in the last year. And what he ended up doing is using that machine that will talk for you in the computer, but he got it to talk like him, sounded like
That's
his voice.
That's cool.
And it was. And he had actually, later on, I was just reading yesterday, that he actually had gone back to a situation where he was hosting a movie critic show, and he would write a review, but he would have voiceover actors read the review for him. So you got to hear what he had to say.
So he could review the voice actors of the review.
Yeah, exactly. So that's it. But anyway, he's very recognizable for a lot of folks, certainly my age. And they were working on a documentary, and the producer of the documentary announced yesterday that they will complete it. So we will get to see that. All right, millions of leaked emails and other documents have brought out the darkest financial secrets of the world's wealthiest people.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, the documents, which span the past 30 years, reveal, this is shocking, the misuse of offshore tax havens. I can't
really
imagine. Like Cyprus, British Virgin Islands, Switzerland, Cook Island, by everyone from American doctors and Wall Street investors to Greek villagers and families of notorious dictators and despots.
You know what the moral is? Don't send emails, send letters.
Yeah, well, you know, they thought it was an okay thing to do. According to the report, a good chunk of that money that was invested secretly across international borders includes the proceeds of financial crimes like Ponzi schemes.
Hmm.
The report's out there. You can read it at the Center for Public Integrity's International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, if you want to. It's a long name, but it's a nonpartisan group that's earned every letter for all its work that it has poured into this project. Over 15 months, apparently, in working on this. Again, it's the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. And again, that's just so that you can go in there and be angry because there are people who have a whole lot of money who've been able to hide it from the government. Hillary Clinton, former Secretary of State, got her a book deal.
Shocking.
She's working on a memoir and policy book about her years as Secretary of State. Should be out in June of 2014. Just in time for you to read it before she decides to run for president. Got $8 million for she had a memoir already, okay? So she's going to write another one?
How many more thoughts does she have?
Right, exactly. Well, she's got enough. You got $8 million for the first one, so she's going to get more here. All right, coming up this weekend, it's the National Collegiate Athletic Association Men's Basketball Championship thing.
That's Monday, isn't it?
Yeah, it's when they get down to the last two. It's we got your Final Four right now.
Yep.
And if you don't want to watch, Michigan is going to beat Syracuse.
Probably.
And Louisville will beat Wichita State in the Final Four on Saturday. Then they will meet Monday in the championship, and Michigan will go ahead and win that.
Did you get those prophecies from an octopus?
No, actually got them from Facebook. Yep, that's
almost as bad.
Based on Facebook mentions, instead of things like defense, rebounding, and getting buckets, Michigan takes home the team crown. It's Louisville's guard, Kevin Ware, who has been far and away, of course, the most popular player on Facebook. I mean,
that's just an incredible story.
It is. It says here he has had an increase of 196,000% in mentions. Uh-huh. Well, I think he was on David Letterman last night. I mean, he is everywhere. It's the closest. Hello?
Hey, how much will Hillary's ghostwriter get?
Oh, yeah, really. I would venture to say that within this restricted a period, within the last week, he has superseded what Johnny Football did. I think he probably has been talked about more than any other college athlete over this one-week span.
Well, Johnny Football never had a grotesque injury.
No, he didn't. But then, you know, it comes for completely different reasons, but he's, you know, traveling with his team and going to do that. So anyhow, just in case you wanted to know, if you don't want to watch, Michigan wins it all. Okay. And while a handful of you love to be saying that you're going to give up Facebook, many love living their lives right there on the number one social media site, and they wish they could get more of it. Well, if you're one of those, on April the 12th, you can.
Oh, well, goody.
Facebook announced Home for Android smartphones and tablets. Home essentially is a custom start screen for your Android phone, replacing the home screen with one centered on Facebook. While users can access other Android apps on the phone, the focus is on those apps that run on the Facebook platform. Home can be enabled as a lock screen. Okay, I'm not going to do that. Just wanted to say, in case you didn't know. 8:51.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, now here's a problem that your parents never had. You're getting married, and you're about to merge two apartments into one household, or two households into one apartment, or two households into one household, whatever. You have your DVR with a bunch of saved programs and movies, and your significant other has their DVR with a bunch of saved shows and movies. So what do you do? How do you bring those together if they've been in separate houses? This is becoming a real problem. This is becoming a real first world problem. The merging of DVRs.
Oh, the tangled web we weave.
Well, I'll let you know in case you're worried about that. All right. So, after 42 years of imprisonment, Lewis Taylor spent his first day of freedom getting acquainted to the vastly changed world around him. Again, 42 years of imprisonment. Taylor, who was wrongfully incarcerated. Wow. For a hotel fire that killed 29 people back in 1970, was freed this week when new evidence and questions arose proving his innocence. Advances in fire science made it doubtful that the hotel blaze was arson, so he's out.
Wow.
Taylor's attorneys helping him get acclimated to a world much different than the one that he left in 1970. And he asked him, he's in jail, okay, for 42 years. He asked his attorneys to take him to the In-N-Out Burger. Just saying.
Norman G. Tractor. Low prices, large cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. At Norman G. Tractor, check out the new Kubota L3200F 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and 5-foot box blade. Only $12,795. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $11,795. That's a monthly payment of only $200. $214. Norman G. Tractor, zero down payment, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade-in, free delivery, and best after-sale service around. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1939. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your Kubota tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and the guaranteed best prices, shop Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. See them at normangtractor.com. Voted best in the Brazos for 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
Providing home health services and hospice care with comfort and compassion. Family Home Health and Hospice, Joint Commission accredited and a Medicare certified provider. We're locally owned and our team has years of experience so we can provide a smooth transition from curative to comfort care. While remaining in your own home, Family Home Health and Hospice, serving the Brazos Valley and surrounding area. Call 979-846-3705. Online at familyhh.com. Let our family care for yours because no one cares like family.
Mom, I'm bored.
Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy this summer and keep you happy. You'll get to know the latest about birthday party trends and gifts, read about local summer camps and activities, and get the scoop about local places where kids eat free or almost free. To reach active parents and families, find out more about advertising in Brazos Family Magazine. Call Sam Jones, 695-9595, or email Sam at BrianBroadcasting.com.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we're more than just a floor store.
We're a complete design center offering custom granite countertops, an amazing lighting center, and the best floor selection in Aggieland.
And now, we're offering an exclusive selection of unique furniture to tie your home design together.
Visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie.
We have the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
About 5 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Jerry Springer has a new show in the works. He'll host Tabloid, which will report a roundup of outrageous, bizarre stories inspired by your tabloid magazine.
By Jerry Springer.
Yeah, 10 one-hour episodes being produced initially. And a new superhero show on Disney XD with a twist. Deadline.com reports Mighty Med will be about a couple of guys who hang out at a comic book store and inadvertently discover a secret entrance to a hospital exclusively for superheroes and other comic book characters. That could be fun. Yeah, we'll see how that works out. All right, 15 million reasons for Jay Leno to step aside. That's the number.
That was the payoff?
$15 million for him to say, okay, that's enough for now. So that, what's his name? Jimmy Fallon can step in.
Wow. I could be happy with 15 mil.
I would think so. All right, here we go in the movie theaters this weekend. Evil Dead. Five friends head to a remote cabin where the discovery of a book of dead leads them to the unwitting summoning up of demons living in the nearby woods.
So you don't read out loud from scary books you find in abandoned cabins.
Yeah, again, this is, I think it's a remake of something. Okay.
Sounds a lot like on The Mummy.
Jurassic Park 3D.
I am so stoked, man.
During a preview tour, a theme park, they suffer a major power breakdown that allows its cloned dinosaur exhibit to run amok. Sam Neill, Lauren Dern, and Jeff Goldblum all said, yes, we need more money. And so they're in it. So is Wayne Knight. I thought Wayne Knight got killed in the original.
Is he the lawyer that gets eaten off the toilet?
Yeah.
It is the original. All they did is just make it 3D.
Oh, they 3D'd it.
Yes. And I think the dinosaurs are not going to look, so like rubber puppety, some of them.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, I'm excited. I want to see it.
Have you seen the original?
Well, of course I have.
Oh, okay.
It's like the most unscary, scary movie that was ever made.
And this is interesting. Out on 3D, on DVD this weekend already, the Bible miniseries. That's a pretty fast turnaround because that thing was just on.
It's really, really good.
Well, and again, it was a smart thing for them to do to get the DVD ready to go. And so they did. Speaking of DVD sales, from last week, number 4 is Wreck-It Ralph, number 3 is The Hobbit, number 2 is Les Mis, and number 1 is Lincoln. As far as rentals are concerned, the top 3 are Argo, Killing Them Softly, and number 1 is Zero Dark Thirty. Well, it may be that Mr. Shakespeare wasn't nearly the guy that we thought he was.
Oh, please.
Academics in a paper being presented at a literary festival next month say not only was Shakespeare an acclaimed playwright, He also was a grain hoarder, a tax evader, and just an all-around ruthless businessman.
Well,
the bad press was redacted from history so that Shakespeare, the creative genius, could be born, according to the researchers. So, again, they're making publicity because of the story itself. I'm not exactly sure if the story's right. I mean, it's kind of like finding Bigfoot in a freezer, right? I mean, you go find it.
It could happen.
It could. I'm just saying. I'm not, you know, we'll have to wait and see when they actually do their presentations to whether it's right or not. All right, let's see on this date in history. 1990 in Gulfport, Mississippi, a man discovered his house had been stolen.
The whole thing?
Yep. Not only that, but police had escorted the thieves right out of town.
Oh.
Dang. Guess they didn't get the memo. 1993, Sherry Davis became the first, do you know what? The first female public address announcer at a Major League Baseball.